And we're back on the Good Vibes podcast. Like I was saying on part one, when I said, people buy because of selection, and part two, I said people buy because of quality. Yet I don't think that I furtherly explain what quality is. Okay, suppose that you own a barber shop, right? And your competitions, your competitors, right? Like I was saying, suppose you own a barber shop and you see that, many of your competitors are determining the success of their businesses through low prices, right? Maybe they're offering low prices, and yes, offering a low price, for a service can make you a few sales, but looking at the people who love quality, right? They prefer to pay an even higher price, because the higher the price, the higher the expectation of it being good. For example, if Mercedes, sports cars, or any type of Mercedes car was was sold for just $10,000, do you think that the quality of the car would be as great as a $100,000 Mercedes? No, the $100,000 Mercedes has to live up to the expectation, because no one is going to pay $100,000 just to buy a car that's the same as the other cars. They want to buy a car that has good quality, like quality rims, quality features, like this is a very strong car, very safe car, meaning that this, car is worth the price that you're selling it for. But if you're selling a car for $100,000, yet it has very low quality, it's not at all safe to drive in, it's ugly, unattractive, it's not fast, it's not at all quality, then the person is going to want their money back. So when you are providing quality, you need to make sure that each and every single feature shouldn't have to be perfect, but it has to live up to the price you're selling it for. That's all it is. And for example, suppose your barber shop charges, this is just an example. I'm not saying that it's true, but suppose you charge people $500 for a haircut. Well, not you. You won't have a lot of customers. Maybe you will get a lot of customers, because people are more into quality, and people believe that quality comes from a high price. For example, the Nike sneakers, they all cost thousands of dollars, and they're all quality. They can last for a very long period of time compared to $24 shoes, that can only last for 3 weeks, So the higher the price, the stronger the quality. So just make sure that whatever you're selling it for, if you're selling it for thousands of dollars, it has to live up to the expectations of why it's worth $1,000. If something is worth $1,000, but yet it doesn't live up to why it's being sold for $1,000, then people are going to want their money back. For example, offering a haircut worth $500, you need to make sure that you don't make any mistakes when cutting that person's hair, because that person is paying that $500 because he or she is expecting quality service. They're expecting you to, live up to the price you're selling this service for. So if you are cutting people's hair for $500, and then yet you are cutting the same, you're doing the same hairstyles as the other barbers, they'll say that this guy is just trying to, scam us out of our money. Instead of offering, a quality service that none of your competitors are willing to offer, you're busy doing the same thing, But if you want something to live up to the price you're selling it for, you need to make sure that the quality is great. If you sell something for $1,000, you need to live up to that expectation. You need to make sure that haircut, is perfect. Make sure that there are no mistakes at all. Make sure that the customer is 100% satisfied. That's your quality. If something costs thousands of dollars, there has to be something that's you have to make sure that the service you're offering lives up to that $1,000. Because you can sell something for $1,000, yet to see that the quality is very bad. Many people are willing to pay thousands of dollars because they believe that, the higher the price, the higher the quality. So you need to live up to that expectation. But this wasn't part four, it was just an explanation, a bonus episode for part two, which talks about quality. But part three, we all know what I'm going to be saying. It's all about convenience. And stay tuned, guys.